Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 30th. And here is your fall foliage forecast. We have 70% change expected for the next week in the hills around Hunter and Windham. Woodstock down on the ground is expecting a 25% change, and so is the Hudson and Copaic area. However, being out there personally, I could say Copaic is starting to turn and it might be even deeper than that. When you get back from checking out all those lovely leaves, the next thing to check out is your heating system. Sweaters aren't going to cut it forever. And with the way utility prices are expected to be this year, going after gaps, cracks, and anything else letting in drafts with caulk and paint and sealant is going to have a major financial impact. The sooner, the better. Okay, back to business. Local early morning temperatures range from 36 degrees in Ashland to 44 over in Rhinebeck. Didn't quite dip into the frost territory, but if anybody saw some, please let me know at weather@wgxe.org. The regional average soil temperature is 56 degrees. Today is going to be similar to yesterday. Lots of floating clouds and a high temperature of 62 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, we have a low of 46. That should be safely out of the frost zone. But then on Saturday, it is going to be pretty dreary. Cloudy, chances of rain all day and a high of only 59 degrees, happening at 3 p.m. Overnight, isolated rain chances linger as we watch the temperature fall to 50 degrees. Sunday, rain finishes by 9 a.m. and cloud cover will hamper the temperature rise, so we will see a high of only 58 degrees. Monday, still dry, little warmer, high of 60 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:53 a.m., high tide at 6:17 a.m., low tide at 12:50 p.m., high tide again at 6:46 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 64 degrees, and the current strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:27 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:47 a.m. Looking way up, we see the expected coronal mass ejection arrived, but was relatively weak and is not expected to cause any trouble. Can't say the same for the sun, as an active sunspot region rotates into view. Flare chances are up, 30% chance for M and 5% chance for X-class flares. Solar wind speed is currently 543 kilometers per second at 8.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 56. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.